Today's reading is Revelations 2, 1 to 7.
Is it Revelation 1?
Revelation
1.
Yeah. I've got right, the wrong one then. You do it.
Next week is Revelation. Is it you? Oh, right. Never mind. I can do it. It's Revelation chapter 1 today. We're starting a new series on the book of Revelation. And for the next, I think, 5 weeks, and then it'll be Christmas. How about that? Then it'll be the build-up to Christmas. So we're looking at... Have we found it? Find Revelation chapter 2 and turn back a page. And you've got Revelation chapter 1. Okay? And it's the vision that John had, the Apostle John, as an old man now. He's well in his 80s, and he was in exile on the Isle of Patmos, and he had a vision, a bit more than a dream. He wasn't asleep, but he had a vision, a picture of Jesus, and that's the title of it, John's Vision of Jesus. So in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 4, it says, John... He signs himself, and it's John, and I'm writing to the seven churches in the province of Asia. This is present-day Turkey, if you like. Grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come. From the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests, to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power for ever and ever. Amen. Look, he's coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who killed him, who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, the author, I'm your brother and companion in the sufferings and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus. I was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God, because of struggling word of God and the testimony of Jesus as persecution. Then on the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned round to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, with a golden sash round his chest. His head and his hair were white like wool, white as snow. His eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace. His voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he had seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. And then he placed his right hand on me and said, don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, the Alpha, the Omega. I am the living one. I was dead. Behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore, what you've seen, what is now, and what will take place later. The mystery of the seven stars, by the way, that you saw in my right hand, the mystery of the seven stars and of the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches themselves. Amen. We pray God's blessing upon his word. And before we look at his word, Revelation chapter 1, we'll sing number 225, He's Got the Whole Wide World in His Hands. Four verses, I think. Thank you.